This Cool Beach podcast, we will discuss the birth of a great new era, beginning of a whole new transformative lifestyle, a world full of hope, world that no one had ever fathomed, has been unfolding right in front of our eyes for all to see. We will outline the monumental and historical epoch-making changes that have been happening all over the world to set in motion 80 years ago that is earth-shattering, causing havoc and creating upheaval, but is very, very positive, transformative, and great for all mankind. We have a fivefold phenomena that has been happening the world over in rapid succession in such a short period of time. They are, first, freedom and independence for colonies after World War II. Numerous countries around the world got freedom from occupation and gained independence after World War II for the first time ever in their existence. The colonialists got into one world war after another between themselves, ending up cannibalizing each other, destroying their economies and their military strength, and as a result, they did not have the will, the temerity, the power, the strength, nor the means to put down any rebellion in their colonies and keep occupying them. Thus, they were finally forced to give up grudgingly or were pushed out. As a result, the former colonies became liberated from the yoke of bondage and gained freedom from occupation and tyranny, while the colonialists lost access to cheap labor and cheap raw materials. All men and women are created equal. No one likes to be a slave or a second-class citizen. Even wild animals don't like to be abused and mistreated. Great Britain, at one time or another, occupied around 192 out of the 245 or so countries and territories that exist today. They used to say that sun never sets on the British Empire because they occupied countries at every time zone on earth. And look at now, sun hardly peaks on the British Empire. Second thing that happened was those liberated countries, which had never experienced freedom or democracy before, had to govern themselves. And while it was a whole new experience and a very unsettling time for those liberated colonies in the beginning, some became thriving democracies or have been in the process of becoming so. But governments other than democratic forms run by dictators, despots, kings, revolutionaries, communists, military dictators, you name it, sprang up and took over in many countries. But those non-democratic governments remain quite unstable and will eventually be overthrown. As we have seen in the past few decades alone, people in several of those non-democratic countries have overthrown the despots and started on a path to democratic rule. Several South American, European, and African countries are examples of that. During this period of transition, visionary leaders in the United States and abroad encouraged scientists and engineers to work on new sources of energy, space research, computers, and so on, which led to numerous discoveries and inventions. What we see and enjoy today are the applications and byproducts of that work. However, most funding for such work stopped or was directed towards weapons with the short-sighted, power-hungry political leaders we had starting in the 1980s, except for President George H.W. Bush. As a result of that vision, three great things happened in rapid succession. First, new sources of energy such as nuclear and solar, satellites in space for communication and navigation, rockets and trip to the moon, mainframe computers, and miniaturization of electronic products, transistors, semiconductors, and so on came into use, and were soon followed by personal computers and laptops for use in everyday life, speeding up processes in several sectors of the economy. Second, the creation of World Wide Web and the Internet, along with the promulgation of information technology, brought the whole world closer. Instant availability of news and information, as if everything everywhere is close by, within easy reach and easily accessible. It made a transformative and earth-shattering impact on our daily lives and in all sectors of the economy, and set the whole world ablaze on a fiery revolution of hope and rebirth, and will continue to do so for a long, long time. It was soon followed by the third, widespread use of mobile phones and social media such as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, etc., creating an unimaginable and positive impact on our daily lives. All these five things came one after the other, in rapid succession, at full force, at unstoppable speed, and spread lightning fast the world over. This is a billion times more powerful than the Industrial Revolution, which affected only very few people in just a few Western countries, just a fraction of the world population. What is happening now is affecting people all over the world, and it keeps bringing new products and solutions to the markets everywhere. It will be further magnified by the upcoming AI or artificial intelligence. It affects everyone, all the 8 billion people on earth. No country or society anywhere on earth was prepared for the cumulative effect of all this. So it is very unsettling for many, as their lives are being turned upside down and is making them restless. It is creating a reset in every facet of everyone's life. Many have to find new ways to make ends meet, and they are afraid going to have a bleak future. But others are receiving higher income as their work has become more productive and can do remote work, and also getting more time for leisure. As a result, quite many people feel liberated. They can think and communicate info instantly, put forth their thoughts and ideas, gain knowledge, interact with others from around the world instantly, without any hindrance in many cases. Have freedom to start new ventures, businesses, launch shows, music, e-commerce, trade, etc. They can do it with ease, gain education and knowledge, all with the click of a button, 24/7, 365, practically from anywhere in the world, employing much less manpower and space, all at reduced footprint. Those who are enterprising thrive, a true capitalism in effect taking over. This is resulting in increased productivity, more time for leisure, need for less space to operate and conduct businesses, opportunities for remote work, cost savings, direct-to-consumer channels cutting out the middlemen in many businesses, and is affecting every facet of life and society. As more and more existing businesses realize that they can operate successfully using reduced footprint, it will lead to more and more commercial office vacancies. The ongoing commercial office sector disaster is a direct result of this and nothing else, and is a worldwide phenomenon. It's a whole new world, a new beginning, a new age. There are multiple genies here that got out of the bottle. No way to put even one of them back in. There is no turning back. Old tricks won't work. Those who tarry and don't care to adopt and keep up will fall back and fail and end up as losers. Faster we embrace and conquer, the better. It takes time to settle after such a historical and ongoing change. It's unsettling now for many, but it'll start leveling out, and most people will adjust to it in a decade or so if we help each other. Further, people who are in skill in new technologies that are in demand, or who work in businesses, trades and industries that have become redundant, or can't or are unable to work in the up-and-coming new businesses, are falling behind. Such people are getting agitated, unhappy, frustrated and upset. They will need a safety net while getting retrained, and have to be helped to sustain a productive and happy life and maintain their standard of living. If they don't get help soon, it will lead to social and civil unrest, and dishonest politicians and despots will use such discontent as a golden opportunity rise to power. As we see daily all over the world, instead of explaining, helping and calming the public, the power-hungry, dishonest, corrupt politicians and their neocon warmongering news media propaganda machines are using this as an opportunity and trying their best to create scapegoats, manufacture chaos, or are using various means to shut down or rein in the social media and information technology companies so as to prevent truths from getting out, truths from getting disseminated, while they promote falsehood so they can grab and hold on to power, control the people and rule. You can hear frequently the powers to be constantly blaming and scapegoating China, Mexico, India, Russia, etc., as well as the internet and social media for it. The power-hungry cabal knows very well that those countries, the internet and social media had nothing to do with it. Several of those countries are utilizing the opportunities that these new technological advancements and social media created to prosper. This is true capitalism at work, isn't it? Further, the former colonialists seem upset that the former colonies are catching up and progressing fast, since the people of the former colonies were not bogged down by hierarchical structures, entrenched bureaucracies, status quo, restrictions, inertia and so on. Blaming other countries is not the answer. They are also being affected and going through the same thing, only much worse. May not be at the same scale as we are in the US. Further, in the US, the greedy Wall Street and big companies took it as an opportunity to fatten their pockets by moving manufacturing elsewhere, shutting down factories and industries in the United States for a fistful of dollars, creating havoc and blaming the employees and everyone else except themselves, as they always do. All these led to frustrations for many people, who end up depressed and look for solace in things such as alcohol and drugs. Isolationism is not the answer. Throughout world histories, countries that traded with others prospered, but those that were close to trade stagnated and their economies failed. Former Soviet Union and China under Mao Zedong are examples of that. Astute people and countries will embrace it as a golden opportunity, work hard and utilize it to prosper and become the new leaders. Further, it is a shame that while most businesses are becoming more productive and nimble with reduced manpower, budgets and footprint, governments at all levels and all over the world are getting bigger, hiring more bureaucrats, increasing their budgets and footprints and expanding into bigger and bigger workspaces. In addition, these governments are using the new information technology and social media for surveillance and monitoring the activities of their citizens as they please, and using it for ways to restrict and control the freedoms, the movements and activities of their people, all for the sole purpose of continuing their unfettered grip on power. We, the wealthiest and the most technologically advanced nation on earth for over a century, and the world's only superpower, we invented medicines and cure for diseases, sent people to the moon, we have some of the finest universities, colleges and scientific facilities, who developed mainframe and personal computers, various programming languages, laptops, mobile phones, World Wide Web, Internet, created the finest information technology, and manufacturing companies and social media can compete and thrive against anyone any day. We should be proud of it instead of tucking our tails, behaving as cowards and running away trying to hide. We shouldn't be afraid come what may. We are and should be ready for any challenges. We can conquer and we will. It's a shame and a disgrace that the only people who are trying their best to prevent it from happening and bring us down with scare tactics are the power-hungry politicians and the military-industrial warmongers and the neocon warmongering propaganda and news media machines. They do it to continue to hold on to power by means such as distort and manipulate information and news and create boogeymen, divide the people, all in the hope of to scare us into submission. Instead, as Apostle Paul said in the first epistle to Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 11, encourage one another and build one another up. We should urge everyone here in the United States and all over the world to take up the challenge, be brave, rise up, work hard, compete and help each other, especially the downtrodden, the weak, the poor and the destitute, as opposed to trying to pull and tear each other down and destroy each other. Further, it must be emphasized, people in non-democratic countries learn through World Wide Web, Internet and mobile phones and social media and information technology companies. People in democratic countries are experiencing, it'll enlighten its citizens, create changes in all countries and society, and their desire to gain such freedom will reverberate and will eventually lead to implementing democracy in their countries. We have already seen several changes happening for the better towards it in several countries around the world. Arab Spring that happened about a decade ago in early 2010s is a good example. We should be very happy about it, shouldn't we?